Humans and their civilization tamper with nature, fight with nature, and bulldoze nature. But leading conservation scientist Dr. M. Sanjan makes the case that we need to join the nature that we ultimately cannot beat, enter the wild, and live with and embrace nature in a new partnership. It's the subject of a new five-part series that premieres tonight from PBS called Earth, A New Wild. And Dr. Sanjan traveled the world for the series and found all kinds of ways in which this new partnership is possible and even happening already.
On a planet with 7 billion people, is there room for wild nature? And if so, what does that relationship look like? And to me, that relationship looks like the new wild. At the end of the day, humans are pretty much in every environment I could visit. And if you sort of see people as part of the environment, part of nature, then you start thinking about the ways to save nature much more creatively, because it really becomes about saving ourselves.
And here's a great example. Here's a village in Bangladesh. Tigers are everywhere, living right next to humans. Listen.
My dad died because of the tiger. I won't get him back again. But when I had time to think about it, the tiger is doing just what it does. When I travel through the forest, I see it changing. Trees are disappearing. Now, I feel we need tigers. Without tigers, there is no forest.
Now, as this man alludes to, there's clear competition between tigers and humans. But that's changing, and you observed this.
Yeah, I mean, look, this was one of the most astonishing stories I uncovered. And frankly, I almost didn't believe it. So in Bangladesh, there's the largest mangrove swamp in the world, the Sundarbans, and it has a lot of tigers, one of the best population of tigers left out there. But they do kill people, on average, something like a person a week. Now, this guy I met, Aparba, his dad was killed by a tiger in front of him. I mean, he was right there. He witnessed the attack. And yet he has had a time to reflect on it and a change of heart in some ways. He sort of understands the tiger is doing what the tiger does. And if the forest wasn't there and the tiger wasn't there and all that, his village, his way of life will be a danger from gigantic storms that come barreling up the Bay of Bengal and makes all of Bangladesh, frankly, very, very vulnerable. So it isn't that he was okay with the tiger killing his dad, but he had come to the realization that nature was playing a role in protecting him as well.
And it's not just industrialized societies that have to put aside this idea that we're fighting nature all the time. It's on the village level and, the old style Teddy Roosevelt hunter. Those characters are really a part of an era that's gone now.
Absolutely. And I think I always had this opinion that to save nature, you first had to, become well off and sort of had to take care of all these other material needs that you needed first. And then if you had time and money, you could dabble in conservation. It isn't really true, for the poorest amongst us, those who are living very close to margins of survival, nature really does provide the ultimate safety net. And for them, there's no real replacement.
There's a lot of romantic ideas about previous societies or earlier societies, Native Americans in North America, who had a sort of integrity with nature that we want to return to. In many ways, is this show about how we can't return to that? We actually have to invent a new kind of integrity on our own.
You said it exactly right. That's pretty good. So we have this new reality, and it's not that bad. I mean, there's got lots of functioning things in it, and it can sustain us, and it can sustain the nature we love. It's not about going back. It's about forging a new reality where humans and nature can thrive in a mutually beneficial way.
Is there a sense that evolutionary biologists think that there might be a backlash, a snapback, that nature actually will put humans in their place in this integrity in some sense?
Well, look, the truth of the matter is evolution doesn't sort of work in that way. But you're right. That sort of thing, it catches up to us. And I think one of the big challenges that we humans have really never got our hands around is that we always undervalue the things that are really important to us, from our own body health to nature. Mm. And once it's lost, then we scramble to try to bring it back at great, extraordinary costs.
Stories you'll be able to see on the series Earth, A New Wild from PBS. Dr. M. Sanjan is the host and adventurer in this series. Doctor, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.